Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about progressive web applications, or PWAs. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a whirlwind tour.
PWA is exciting stuff. So what's the big deal? Why should our listeners care about them? I'm ready to be amazed.
Well, imagine accessing a website that acts and feels like a native app on your phone or desktop. That's the core idea. No app store downloads, just instant access, and it even works offline. Pretty nifty, huh?
Offline access, that's a game changer. How does that even work? Is it magic?
Not magic, but close. It's all about the service worker, a script that acts like a middleman, intercepting network requests and serving cached content. It's like having a personal waiter for your website's data.
So if I'm understanding correctly, even if my internet goes down, I can still access core parts of the application.
Exactly. Think of it like the app's skeleton being always available. Now, dynamically loaded content might need a connection, but the core experience remains. This is huge for reliability and user experience, especially in areas with spotty internet.
Got it. The essentials are always there. So walk me through what makes a website a true PWA. What are the key ingredients?
Three main things for installability: HTTPS, a manifest file, and that service worker we talked about. HTTPS is for security. The manifest is like an app's ID card, telling the device how to display it, and the service worker handles the offline magic. Oh, and it should feel like a real app. Smooth animations, quick responses, the whole nine yards.
So just slapping these together doesn't automatically make it a good PWA, right? It has to be well designed too?
Absolutely. It's like baking a cake. Having the ingredients doesn't guarantee a delicious outcome. You need the right recipe and execution. A good PWA is responsive, smooth, and feels app-like, with snappy transitions and a great user experience.
What about these manifest files? What kind of information goes in there? Sounds like a secret code.
Think of it as a configuration file, describing the app's name, icons, display preferences, background colors, all those details that make it feel like a proper app. It tells the device, hey, I'm an app, treat me like one.
And the service worker, you mentioned caching. Is that all it does? Seems like a lot of power for just storing files.
It's much more than just caching. While that's essential for offline functionality, service workers can also handle push notifications, background sync, and other powerful features. It's a whole world in itself, really.
Wow, so much going on behind the scenes. It sounds like PWAs are the future of the web. Do you agree?
I'd say they are a significant part of it. Yes. They bridge the gap between websites and native apps, offering the best of both worlds. Instant access, offline capabilities, and a native app feel. It's a win-win for users and developers.
So any final thoughts before we wrap up? Any advice for aspiring PWA creators?
Focus on user experience. PWAs are all about making the web feel more app-like, so prioritize smooth animations, fast loading times, and an intuitive interface. And don't be afraid to dive deep into service workers. They are the real powerhouse behind PWAs. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and catch you next time.
Goodbye.